腓立比书第三章第七到十一节 Philippians 3, 7 to 11、我们先用中文来念，然后我们一起也用英文来读好不好？ Now first let us read all together in Chinese and then we can read it together all in English、找到我们一起来念腓立比书第三章、第七节开始、一二三，只是我们先前以为与我们有益的，我现在因耶稣基督当为有损的。不论是如此，我们也将万物当作有损。Okay, now let's all read together in English. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7. Okay, 1, 2, 3. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, becoming like Him in His death, and somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. And now, Pastor Shamko will share the message with us.
Let us just pray together.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word, and we just pray that it is magnified to us today through your Holy Spirit.
谢谢你给我们的话语，但愿圣灵把这个话语、照明在我们心中。
And we just pray, Lord, that all distractions would be taken away. And I pray, Lord, that you could move me out of the way and you into the forefront. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. 请你把一切烦扰我们的事情跟我自己也挪开，让你的名字完完全全的得到荣耀。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
I think last year, I had mentioned the same thing to you, that traditionally there is an Easter greeting that goes something like, Christ has risen, and then the person that hears that says, He has risen indeed. Do you remember that?
我去年记不记得我说有一个传统的那个俄国的那个问安，就是主已经复活，然后呢回答的听到的人就说主吃的真的复活了，你们记不记得？
It's a common greeting amongst Christian brothers on Easter Sunday.
就是信主的弟兄在复活节那天彼此的问安。
And they say it three times.
他讲他们从头到尾讲三次。
And it gets increasingly a little bit louder each time.
每一次讲的时候是声音大一嗓子大一点。
Would you like to try it?
你们要试试看。
Christ has risen.
基督已经复活。
Christ has risen.
基督已经复活。
Christ has risen.
基督已经真的复活。
Hallelujah and Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
It's a wonderful day that we celebrate because this is the day that we remember the raising of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead.
今天很好的庆祝的日子，因为庆祝我们主耶稣基督从死里复活。
And we are joined with brothers and sisters around the world celebrating this day today.
整个世界连我们在一起一同来庆祝这一天。
In our text today, Paul says some interesting things to the brothers and sisters in Philippi.
今天保罗写一封信跟在腓立比的教会里面讲到一件事情。
Actually, the church in Philippi, the brothers and sisters there, were good brothers and sisters. It seems like they weren't struggling that much.
在腓立比的教会是很好的弟兄姐妹，他们没有太多的挣扎。
But Paul was concerned for them.
但是呢，保罗也关心他们。
They weren't where the Galatians were.
他们没有达到加拉太的教会那么成熟。
The Galatian church had been slipping back into Judaism.
加拉太的教会慢慢回到犹太教里面。
The church in Philippi wasn't quite there yet. They were still doing well.
那个腓立比的教会没有他们这么不好，他们还是保持他们的信仰。
Holding to the faith.
坚守他们的信仰。
But Paul was concerned about them.
但是呢，保罗还是有点的关心。
So he actually sends to them Timothy and Epaphroditus.
他就派了他提摩太跟另外一个弟兄。
These are two young men,
两个年轻人
who are strong in their faith.
就是信仰里面非常的坚强。
They wouldn't get drawn away by the Judaizers.
他们不会给这些信犹太教的人吸引。
The Judaizers were men who were trying to draw the Christians back into Judaism.
这些信犹太教的人想要把信耶稣的人拉回到犹太教里面。
They were preaching things like, you can't be saved unless you are circumcised.
他们的论调是，如果你不受割礼的话，你不能受信，得救的。
It would kind of like be the same thing as if we preach today, you couldn't be saved unless you were baptized.
好像今天我们讲，如果你不受洗，不能得救。
We know that isn't true.
但是我们知道这个不对的。
The waters of baptism do not save us.
受礼洗的水不能救我们。
It's our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
是我们对耶稣的信仰才救我们。
So Paul sends these two young men to the Philippians, and he gives them as an example to follow.
所以保罗就派了这个两个年轻人去腓立比教会，让别人看到这两个好的榜样。
But then about in chapter 3, Paul gives himself as an example as well.
在第三章呢，保罗就用自己来做例子。
And what he says is,that the works of the flesh do not bring about salvation.
他是说肉体的工作得救。
Matter of fact, he said, if anybody could be saved because of their works, it would be him.
他是说如果有人可以按照行为得救就是他了。
Because he was the perfect Jew.
他是非常完全的一个犹太教的信徒。
Circumcised on the eighth day.
第八天受割礼。
He was of the nation of Israel.
他是属于以色列人。
Born of the tribe of Benjamin.
是便雅悯的后代。
A Hebrew of Hebrews.
在犹太人中间的犹太人。
As far as obeying the law, he was a Pharisee, one of the strictest sects of Judaism.
关于守那个犹太教的教条，他是法利赛人，在犹太人中间守得最严谨的，就是这一派。
He was zealous for Judaism.
他为着犹太教很热心。
He persecuted the church.
他逼迫教会。
Paul's upbringing was the best that the Jewish culture and a Roman citizen could probably receive.
他的教育是犹太人中在罗马里面犹太人中最好的。
But in chapter 3 of Philippians, Paul says that he counts all of this achievement as rubbish.
但是保罗在腓立比三章里面他说他所有这些的成就对他来讲都是粪土。
All of his success he counts as rubbish.
所有他的成功成就他说这是对我来讲是粪土。
Now, what in the world would possess Paul to disregard all of that which he had achieved?
什么会令到保罗愿意放下一切的成功呢？
Well, Paul felt this, that in the final accounting, nothing else matters except for his relationship with Jesus Christ.
他就说，如果把事情弄到最基本的话，最基本就是他与基督的关系才是最重要。
For him, it was like comparing apples and oranges.
对他来讲是把那个苹果跟橘子来比较。
There was no comparison between what he had in Christ versus what he achieved in the world.
他是说从基督里面得到的宝贵跟在世界上的成就不能比较的。
And then Paul gets to verse 10 of chapter 3, which we read today.
然后他就第三章第十节他说
and in chapter 10, excuse me, in verse 10, it reads almost like a purpose statement for Paul's life.
第十节好像是保罗写到他生命的目的。
And Paul says that he wants to know Christ in the power of his resurrection and in his sufferings.
他说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦。
And we're just going to look at two things today, that Paul wanted to know Christ and he wanted to know him in his resurrection.
我们今天看两方面，第一，他认识耶稣基督，然后认识他复活的大能。
Now I find it interesting that Paul would say that he wants to know Christ.
对保罗来讲，认识基督，他不是认识基督已经认识很久了吗？
Paul is writing this epistle quite later in his life and ministry.
而且保罗写这本书的时候，他已经他侍奉的后期。
According to some historians, they say that Paul wrote this epistle almost 30 years into being a Christian.
有人说保罗写这封信的时候他已经做基督徒已经30年的时间。
And the other thing is that when Paul became a Christian on the road to Damascus, Jesus spoke to him very clearly through a bright light.
然后他在大马士的路上他认识耶稣的时候耶稣在大光里面跟他讲得很清楚。
And Paul says he wants to know Christ.
保罗这里还是说我还要认识耶稣。
How many of you feel like you know Christ?
Any? 有多少人你说你觉得你已经认识耶稣？
I've been walking with the Lord for a little while and I feel on some level I know Christ. Do you know Christ?
我基督徒已经很久，我在某一程度上，我觉得我已经认识耶稣。你真的认识耶稣吗？
How many of you have been a Christian for 30 years or less?
有多少人做基督徒不到30年，30年以下的？
All right. Anyone here been a Christian for more than 30 years?
有多少人做基督徒已经超过30年？
Yeah, okay. Paul had been a Christian for almost 30 years. God spoke to him clearly through a flash of light and then he heard his voice.
保罗那个时候已经做了基督大概30年听到耶稣亲自的跟他讲。
And Paul says, I want to know Christ.
然后保罗说我希望认识耶稣。
What else is there to know?
你还有什么东西你要认识的关于耶稣的事情。
How much more can you know Christ?
你还可以认识耶稣多少呢?
Well, to understand what Paul really means by this, we have to understand what the word know means.
如果你要了解保罗的意思，你要了解认识这个字的观念是如何。
The word know is often used to simply mean to know something about something or someone.
当然认识好像认识一些东西或者认识人物。
It's just knowing something about someone else.
认识有关一件事情，有关一个人物。
But this isn't the complete nuance of the word.
但是这个不是认识这个词的完全的意思。
To know has an element of experience in it.
认识就好像有经验，经验过这个事情。
It's being familiar with, learning to know through personal experience.
就是通过个人的经验，非常对一件事物非常的了解。
Let me try to give you an example of this.
让我给你一个例子。
When I was a little boy, probably a little bit older than Colin.
我那个时候很年轻，大概比Colin 大一点。
My grandfather used to take me fishing.
我的祖父常常带我去钓鱼。
And he never liked to fish near me.
他不想在坐在我太旁边。
So we would fish on a small pond, but I would be on one side, and wherever I picked, he picked the other side.
很多时候我们在一个池塘里面钓鱼，我在一边，他就跑到另外一边。
But I could see my grandfather, and he would put his fishing rod in the water there and watch the line.
我看到我祖父放那个钓鱼的放在那个将放在池塘里面。
And he would always bring a book.
他会拿一本书。
Some Russian poet.
有些书俄国的那个诗人的写的诗。
And I could see him, he would bring this little chair, and he would sit, and he would read the poetry.
然后他就会坐在一个小的椅子上读这个诗俄罗斯的诗。
And I would, you know, after about an hour, he would get a little bit louder.
但慢慢慢慢的声音越来越大。
And there would be a little bit more inflection in what he was saying.
他的声音就是把那个诗的里面的意思读出来。
Now we would fish for at least a couple hours.
我们大概钓鱼大概两个小时。
And by the end of, or close to the end of our fishing time, he wouldn't need the book anymore, but he would memorize that poem, and he would be able to recite it.
大概两个小时以后，他就不需要再看那本书，他已经可以把那个诗背出来。
And let me just give you a little bit of an illustration. By the end, and I have to say that I am built like my grandfather.
我的身材跟那个我的祖父差不多。
And at the end, I would be fishing out there, and he would stand and he would recite the poetry as if he had written it himself.
那么我在钓鱼，他在另外一边呢，就站起来可以背那个诗，好像是他自己写的一样。
And he would have one arm behind him and one arm in front of him.
他就这样站起来背那个诗。
And I could see him own and experience that poem in his heart.
你知道他是非常受这个诗感动，好像心里面就把那个诗把它抓住一样。
I know that some of you have teenagers, and just the short time that we have been here, I know that a number of your children have taken part in a high school play.
我知道你们有那个年轻的小孩在学校里面，那么他们也参与学校里面的话剧。
And I imagine the day that they received the script, they were tied to the script just memorizing the word.
他们在读到他的一部分的时候，他们就把他当读的那个好好的记住。
And then after a little while, they began to understand the character.
他们过了一阵子了解那个他扮演的那个部分。
And as they continued to repeat it and repeat it, they began to almost become the character.
他一直重复的时候呢，就好像慢慢慢慢变成那个继续里面的那个角色一样。
I think that's the difference between knowing abouta character and knowing and experiencing the character.
所以认识关于这个事情，然后认识通过自己的经验了解这个事情的分别。
Paul wanted to know Christ, experience him in his life.
保罗要认识耶稣，经过耶稣，他经过自己的经验认识耶稣。
In 1 John 2:3, Paul says this, "We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commandments."
约翰一书二章三节他说，我们知道我认识他，如果我们服从他的命令，遵守他的命令。
My concern, brothers and sisters, is that some of us here have come today, maybe, to just know a little bit more about Jesus.
我担心就是在座有一些，你只是想要认识一些关于基督的事情。
Not necessarily to experience him more in our lives.
并不是真的想要在我们生命里面经验他。
My concern, brothers and sisters, is that maybe we came to church today so that we are not ignorant of the Christian religion.
我恐怕有些人只是想要关于认识一些关于基督教的教义。
Not because we are looking for Jesus to transform our lives.
并不是想要基督改变我们的生命。
Why have we come today?
为什么我们今天在这里呢？
Paul gets a little bit more specific in how he wants to know Christ.
保罗进一步的讲清楚他想要怎样认识耶稣。
Paul says he wants to know Christ and the power of his resurrection.
他不光是认识基督，更认识他复活的大能。
Again, I kind of think it's almost strange to hear Paul wanting to know the power of Jesus' resurrection.
你会觉得很奇怪吗？保罗要认识基督的复活的大能。
Paul healed, or Paul raised someone, a young man. He raised a young man from the dead.
他把一个死的人从死里养年轻的死的人。
And we're told in the scriptures in the book of Acts that even some of the handkerchiefs that Paul would touch and the aprons that Paul would touch were brought to the sick and they would be healed by those very items.
然后圣经里面使徒行传里面讲到保罗摸到的衣服，有人把衣服带到死病的人身上，他们就复原起来。
And Paul wants to know the power of the resurrection.
保罗想要知道复活的大能吗？
You know, I'm sure that you've experienced and seen great power before.
我猜想你们会看到也经验过很大的能力。
I know I have.
我知道我有这个经验。
I remember when I was a young boy, we would often go on vacation to Miami Beach.
我记得我年轻的时候常常去美亚米那个沙滩。
We liked Miami Beach because the water was warm and the waves were big.
我们喜欢那个地方，因为天气很暖，而且那个浪呢很大。
And one day those waves were pretty big. There must have been a storm off of the coast somewhere.
有一天那个浪真的很大很大。
And I couldn't wait to jump in.
我就不等不住要跳进去。
And I went into one of the waves.And it just kind of crashed down on me.
我跳到那个浪里面，它的浪就好像从上面压到我身上。
And under that wave, there was an undertow.
然后它下面那个暗潮。
And I was getting pulled all different ways.
那个暗潮就把我拉到不同的地方去。
And for a few seconds there, I felt the power of that wave to a point where I felt out of control.
我那个时候有几一很短的时间，我觉得我不能控制我的情形。
I remember a couple of years ago we went to a country fair.
我还在几年前我去那个乡村的展览会。
And at that country fair, they had some horses that pulled a wagon, probably almost the size of the stage.
里面有一些马，很力气很大， 拉那个马车，那个马车大概是这个整个地方的这么大。
And when all the people got off, something happened, and the wagon hit the back of the legs of the horses.
啊，当人家是每个人跳下，从那个马车跳来的时候，那个马车这车子从碰到马的后脚。
And the horses were spooked, and they just took off.
那个马一下就向前啊跑了。
And they there was only the driver that was on that wagon, but they tossed that wagon around like it was a little toy.
那个马呢就把那个马车摇摇摆摆的摇动。
The horses were headed for the crowd. The crowd spread out. Everyone was yelling and moving out of the way. And the horses went right across the street and right over a stone wall.
然后呢，那个马呢，就像人群里面跑，人都跑开，他就跳过一个很短的墙。
And that wagon separated from the horses.
那个马车就跟那个马脱离了。
And the horses ended up trampling over a small, I think it was a Japanese car.
然后呢，那个马呢就跳到一个日本车小车桥车上面。
No one got hurt.
没有人就受伤。
And the horses just had a few scrapes.
啊，然后这个马也不没有什么事情。
But what power?
就发现那个能力很厉害。
Paul speaks about the power of God.
保罗讲到神的能力。
The power that he speaks about raised Jesus from the dead.
他想到那个能力把耶稣从死里带着复活。
In Ephesians 1, verses 19 and 20, Paul says, That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
就是以弗所书一章十九二十，他就讲到这个能力是复活的大能，有权力使耶稣复活。
Paul wanted to experience the kind of power that would bring about a change in his life.
保罗希望能够经验到这个能力，把他生命改变。
Do you remember what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 7? He said, the good that he wanted to do, he didn't do, he couldn't do. The bad that he didn't, the evil that he didn't want to do, he would do.
保罗在罗马书第七章他是说我心里面想要好的东西我做不出来但是不好的东西我却做得出来
Paul was looking for the power of the resurrection to transform his life from a life of sin to a life of purity with God
保罗就想要有个能力把他从罪恶过犯中变成在神面前是纯洁的完全的
Paul wanted God's power of the resurrection for personal purity, not public display.
他要这个能力是让他自己内心的清洁，不是让人家看见的。
My concern, brothers and sisters, is that we might not want to know the power of the resurrection in our lives.
我今天担心的事情，你们不想要这个复活的大能在我们心里面做改变的工作。
Maybe we would rather give in than call on God and His power to deliver us.
我们可能放弃，而且不愿意求神把他的能力放在我们心里面。
And give us the victory over temptation and sin in our lives.
给我们有胜过试探跟罪恶的能力。
My concern, brothers and sisters, is that we might believe.That once we accept Jesus Christ as Savior, we'll just somehow grow in Christ, or we don't have to put any more time and concentration in our relationship with Him.
我担心就是我们信主以后，我们以为我们可以很自然的长进，不需要努力来求神帮助我们。
Maybe we will think that we.Don't have to do battle with the enemy anymore.
我们以为我们不需要再与敌人的征战。
Now there's a reason why the spiritual armor is all frontal in the book of Ephesians.
在以弗所书第六章讲到属灵的兵器武装都是在前面的，不讲在后面的。
The reason is because we are to do battle and progress forward.
因为我们要征战，是向面对敌人的。
And what we are given as shields and weapons is to help us to defeat sin in our lives.
我们的盾牌，我们的武器是要我们胜过我们的罪恶。
The power of the resurrection means that we can begin to ignore temptation.
复活的能力是说我们可以忘记一些试探。
The power of the resurrection in our lives means that we can say no to sin.
我们可以对罪恶说我们不愿意做。
And we can become more conformed to the will of God.
我们合乎神的旨意。
Just as Paul wanted to be conformed to God's will.
正如保罗愿意完全顺服神的意思。
Well, how about us, brothers and sisters?
我们今天又如何呢？
Do we want to know Christ?
我们想要认识耶稣基督吗？
Do we want to know the power of the resurrection over sin in our lives?
我们要认识复活的大能让我们胜过罪恶吗？
If we do, brothers and sisters, then we need to rely on the Holy Spirit to give us the strength. We need to pray and ask Him when we feel weak.
如果我们愿意的话，我们就必须要靠圣灵的能力。当我们觉得我们软弱的时候，我们就更要祷告。
We need to continue to fight the good fight.
我们要为做好的事情来继续的征战
as our brother Paul did.
好像我们的保罗的弟兄一样
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告
Father, we thank you for the example of our brother Paul.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们感谢你，你